prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival with my co-host, Alfred Addis, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. Wendy Wilson will be joining us here in just a little bit, and we always enjoy Wendy Wednesday. Wednesday with Wendy. Try that, saying that fast a few times. But she always brings us some great information on staying healthy. We're going to be talking about lungs today. And hello, Al.
Hello, Melody. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled herbs.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the
way
to
say
it. But
try and say Wednesday, Wendy.
Wednesday, Wendy.
And we had Wednesday gold. We have gold up $230 today at $1,211. We have silver up a penny, $17.18. Platinum is up $7 at $11.60, along with palladium up $1 at $779. USDX today is up once again, 0.26 at $95.56. And crude oil is up 83 at $58.82. Paper markets today, they released the minutes of the Fed's at the FOMC meeting last month. And, you know, I guess it was supposed to sway the markets, but it really didn't do that much. I don't think it was anything new or unusual that was said. The Dow is down 26 points at 18,285. The NASDAQ up 1 at 5,071. S&P down 1 at 21.25. 10-year yield still holding at 2.25%. In the euro, 1.11, down 0.44. European markets, not a lot of action in either the Asian or the European markets. Looks like Japan was up almost a full percent, up 171 points at $20,196. A lot of things going on, Al, but first we get to spend the next 15 minutes with Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Hello, Al.
Hello. What you got for us today?
Hello.
Oh, well, I was going to delve into this topic about what could be sneaking into our lungs that, you know, we may think, you know, shouldn't be a big deal. But can also cause a lot of harm and disrupt a lot of functions of the body. So, you know, most people focus on things like, you know, air pollution, dust, pollen, secondhand smoke, asbestos as problems, you know, for the lungs, and all good to be concerned about. But what else could be lurking out there that we breathe in every day that could cause not only allergic reactions, but serious health conditions like the COPD that's on the rise that people are hearing about, other chronic lung infections, or even worse? Now, if secondhand smoke and smoking can cause 27 health risks, what other things out there are dangerous that we're not considering that we breathe in every day? Well, according to the EPA, there's 187 pollutants that are released into the air daily. Things like gasoline, cleaning, dry cleaning chemical solvents and strippers, numerous toxic metals, too long to list. But, you know, enough exposure to all this toxicity in the air, we're told, can put us at a higher risk of cancer and also affect our immune system, as well as neurological and reproductive functions of the body. So I did a little diving into things that are just in the home. So I just want to focus on our air that's in the home. Any ideas, Al, where I may be going with this?
Well, you're probably, well, not specifically, but you might be talking about something, whatever comes off of Teflon pans, that might be one of the things you're talking about. It, cleaning chemicals, I don't know, might even be residual when you take clothes to the cleaners to have them dry clean, hang them in your closet, for all I know.
Right. All good threats you just mentioned there, but common products used in the home can actually cause a lot of health problems. For example, just the air fresheners, you know, that most people buy in stores. There was a survey in 2013 that they did on 24,000 American homes, and they reported that about 74% of Americans use air fresheners or room deodorizers. And this is just in the home Americans were using this, but you know, people usually use deodorizers also at the office and in their car. You know, they use these things to freshen the air. But apparently, according to research, like HealthWise.org said, many of these air freshener chemicals are toxic and accumulate in the body over time. And medical doctors aren't connecting the dots that these toxins could be responsible for a lot of common diseases. Some of the health conditions that they think are linked to the air fresheners are chronic fatigue and migraine headaches, people getting frequent colds, weak immune system function, some sort of mystery genetic disorder, aches and pains, high blood pressure, dizziness, mood changes, and even blood flow changes that they say could trigger strokes and heart attacks. So they also say that these accumulative toxins can also be magnified when you add other household cleaners like Clorox wipes and hand sanitizers, because you're absorbing all this in. And people just assume, hey, these products, they're regulated, they're tested, they're safe because they're out in the stores. But, you know, these companies that produce these products aren't required to test them for safety. They don't need permission from a regulatory body or an authority to manufacture and distribute them. But these are chemical products.
When you say they don't need any approval from a regulatory authority to distribute them, we're talking about air fresheners. We're probably talking about cleaning chemicals. We're talking about anything that people don't ingest.
Right.
Is that true or false?
Right. Pretty much.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, because it's not a food. It's not a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cleaning product, you know. And so usually the way the FDA approaches stuff like this is if they send a warning label to a warning letter to a company because they've gotten numerous reports, they're just asking the company to voluntarily do something about it, but they're not going to take action.
Yeah.
So, well, the Natural Resources Defense Council did a study on air fresheners, and they reported that there are no safety testings on these products. So their report included that they reported high levels of phthalates. These are dangerous, especially to children, because they have a testosterone hormone disruptor action in them. And they do cause reproductive abnormalities, birth defects, and they can also reduce sperm count. So these phthalates are often found in your sprays that may be even labeled natural or unscented. So the industry is not required to disclose this ingredient on their label However, the Environmental Working Group reported that the phthalates produce liver cancer, but no regulatory agency will officially acknowledge this. Okay.
How do you spell phthalates, or if I'm hearing you correctly?
It's P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-S. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of the stuff we want to talk real quickly about is the new generation of air fresheners. Procter & Gamble makes it. It's called Febreze, okay? They even make a line of their air fresheners directly marketed to pet owners, okay? So if you read the ingredients, you'll see water, fragrance, and in parentheses, the odor eliminator, which is derived from corn, but the public doesn't know what this chemical is other than it will mask odors. Now, the Chemical Abstract Service Registry, called CAS, says there is no information available on the health risk or toxicity of the odor eliminator from corn, and they call it beta-cliodextrin acarbohydrate. It's a six-sugar-ringed molecule. Yeah, if you spill this stuff, ants will flock to it. Okay. But the chemists most likely isolated a molecule that they needed from the GMO corn and made a synthetic version of it. So there are toxic warnings on the label of this stuff that consumers should contact poison control if it's swallowed and do not induce vomiting. Also to avoid contact with eyes and skin. And it also advises parents to keep out of reach of children and away from pets. But obviously, it's okay to breathe it. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, what could go wrong? It's just bad for your skin. It's not bad for your lungs. Or even
well,
if it is, we don't see that. So we won't see that until the autopsy. So we're going to have to
well, the
that
air freshener,
for now.
Yeah, the air freshener chemicals, actually what they do is they disable your smell receptors in your nose. And people just don't smell a foul
is
odor
that
anymore.
They really do? They don't remove odors? They just disrupt your ability to smell the odors?
Right. They don't get rid of the bacteria that's causing the odor, anything at all. Mm-mm. So the air fresheners essentially block one of your senses, and it's known to cause damage in your mucous membrane area. Okay. So with long-term study, without them, you know, it's difficult really to say what the ripple effect of these chemicals are going to have. But the fastest way to poison somebody, Al, Melody, is through the pulmonary system because it's absorbed right into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So the lungs don't filter out these chemicals.
That's right.
Guess what? You can ask any bird owner how sick their bird is at home with air fresheners plugged in all day dispensing these chemicals. It's like a canary in the coal mine. So you gotta know that it's impacting the environment. It's impacting health. So this is what the exposure to these chemicals are known to do. They disrupt the hormone endocrine system. That's your reproductive system. That's your pancreas, and it can have adverse effects on your hormones. Almost similar to the action of BPA that was outlawed in this country, but only more powerful, according to researchers. This toxin isn't ingested, but it's continuously breathed in, and it has access directly to your bloodstream every day. And this can present really terrible health problems for a lot of people that won't go away. So tests that were done on the chemicals that make up DDT accumulated in the fat cells in humans and animals causing severe health effects, and they say this stuff does pretty much the same thing. So it's stored in your fat, and they think this is why people have trouble losing weight, is because
the body
resists breaking down these fat cells because it doesn't want to release this toxin back into the body.
Well, there's another point that I've heard in the past is when you do start losing weight, you can expect skin problems and one thing and another as the toxins are released and your body becomes they're trying to isolate. The body tries to isolate those toxins and bury them in fat where they can't get at you. But when you lose the fat, those toxins are coming out, and they've been accumulating for as long as you've been gaining your pounds. If
right.
you get them all out in a fairly short period of time, there can be an adverse reaction.
Well, these toxins are known to trigger asthma attacks in 72% of asthma patients. Okay, so There was also in 1991, there was a study that was called Chemical Exposures, Low Levels and High Stakes. They suspected that these products, which are made from synthetic petroleum, adversely affect central nervous system and can even make conditions worse, like Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and Parkinson's disease. So people that have those conditions shouldn't have these plugged into their home. They shouldn't have them about. So real quick, these things will affect, as we point out in the beginning, immune system and liver. So the immune system can be affected through the lymph system, the bone marrow, the white blood cells, the spleen. The immune system response, in other words, it can be suppressed or it could be hyperactivated like in an autoimmune situation. Now, the liver can be affected by its inability to break down and store essential nutrients like proteins and enzymes that it needs to regulate things like blood clots, cleanse the blood, protect the veins from damage, prevent tumor accumulation, and fatty deposits that cause liver cells to die. So the lesson here is let's not stress the liver or the immune system because these are the two biggest defenses we have against disease. And a simple thing as an air freshener can be undermining these functions.
Let me ask you this. If you want the air fresher in your home, in your office, whatever, Is there anything we can do besides open the window? For example, they have air ionizers. Are these air ionizers not only effective, but are they safe?
Well, air ionizers, they're used a lot by the hotel industry to deodorize a room really quickly, you know, to get rid of cigar or cigarette smoke or something like that. It's something you would want to use in a short burst and not use continuously because engineers in the industry will tell you not to use those air ionizers on a regular basis because it does affect lung tissue. And I can't remember the specifics on how that worked, but I just remember that's what they said. So if you
it will oxidize. I mean, it's an oxidant, and it would be the sort of thing that would be, you know, it's a chemical problem for the lungs. So what can we do if we want to eliminate odors.
To get rid of, you can. A lot of people use the essential oils, and they'll have little reeds that come out of the bottle, and the reeds absorb the oil, and they disperse the air that way. Also, I found a website called Brown Thumb Mama, brownthumbmama.com, where she gives you a recipe how you can make your own air freshener and put it in a spray bottle. And it involves things like baking soda, essential oils, and some distilled water. So you can test that out if you get time and kind of freshen the air that way. In old times, people would use eucalyptus oil, very good at disinfecting. And what I have done also is take a vaporizer, and I put a little essential oil at the opening so when the vapor comes out, it kind of picks up on the essential oil, and it freshens the air. So there's a lot of things we can do that are non-toxic that we can do from time to time that way.
Do you have any products that you sell that are useful for air freshening, or do you have products that will correct maybe the medical problems we've incurred with air fresheners?
Right. I don't particularly sell any air fresheners or essential oils, but you can pick them up locally. But knowing what you know now, Al and Melody, if you had an herb that helps your liver regenerate its cells quickly, wouldn't you use it? And if you had the and if you had the power to use herbs to help your immune system respond appropriately, wouldn't you use that? And if you had herbs to cleanse the toxins out of the bloodstream, hey, wouldn't you use that? So there's herbs also to help cancer cells commit suicide. I mean, there's a lot we can do naturally without the side effects and the risks. So we do have all those at thepowerherbs.com, and folks can call for a free product catalog, and they can empower themselves. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or the website is thepowerherbs.com.
Very good. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Always a pleasure talking to you on Wendy Wednesdays.
Thanks.
That's Wendy Wilson from thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Give her a call. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here on Financial Survival with Melody Cederstrom. And the program is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Melody?
Four big banks. They're going to pay $2.5 billion in fines and plead guilty to criminally manipulating global currency markets going back to 2007. And
how much money do you think they made? We're talking about the
more than $2.5 billion. I know it's. I get it.
Yeah.
And guess who the typical banks? You have J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland.
How come the Bank of America's not there?
Well, they probably didn't have to pay billion. Theirs was probably just a
they're
couple
so well,
billion.
They didn't even have to pay a fine. That's they're so well connected. We don't even have to pay fines.
But. What it was is they conspired with one another to fix rates on currency trading, the U.S. dollar and the euro. And the currency trading is probably the market. It's the largest global market. Trillions of dollars are traded daily. Currency traders allegedly shared customer orders through chat rooms, and then they used that information to profit ahead of their clients. This went on from December 2007 until January of 2013. And there was another bank, UBS. They had agreed to plead guilty, which I found interesting, to manipulating key interest rates, and they will pay a separate $203 million.
Yeah.
That's only M with an, that's million with an M, criminal penalty. I mean, no one goes to jail unless they have some little poor schmuck out there who is being set up to take the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But no one, and they're pleading guilty. Usually they'll plead, you know, not guilty, or, you know, we'll just pay the fine and, you know, we won't do it again. They're pleading guilty.
Yep.
And it's like,
doesn't matter.
Okay, doesn't matter. No.
Just pay a fine. And, you know, and this is so wrong because it certainly creates the impression, you know, if you're poor, you're going to jail, and if you're rich, you can buy your way out of almost anything. And that's the implication. It's not true, certainly not in all cases, probably not in a majority of cases, but still that's the way it looks. And I don't remember who it was. One of the Supreme Court justices pointed out that justice doesn't merely require that justice be done. It requires that it appear to be done. Words to that effect. And he said it's important to maintain, you know, this public confidence. What he said, what he implied, is that it's important to maintain public confidence in the judicial system. And when we understand that the cops may shoot you in some instances if you don't have a driver's license or insurance on the street, but all they're going to do is fine you if you've used the markets to manipulate interest rates or the value of the currency in a way that robs millions of people, pay a fine.
Wow.
No, don't bother me again for the next 6 months. You know?
And here's another example. You have New York's top financial regulator. He's stepping down after 4 years and billions of dollars of penalties and fees levied on banks and insurance companies. Department of Financial Services Superintendent Benjamin Lawsky announced his departure today. Now, under his department, they levied up to $6 billion in penalties and fees against some of Wall Street's biggest names. His office announced he was part of the award today, Barclays, that's going to pay that department $485 million as part of the $2.4 billion national penalty for the currency rigging. So this Lawsky steps down successfully. He's going to go to work someplace in the financial industry, or, you know, have some, you know, Wall Street job. And this is the guy you'd want to hire if you're the crook, because
yeah,
he only levies fines. He just levies fines. He doesn't send anybody to jail. He just gets the money. We don't care if you go to jail or not. We just want your money. And then they never take their personal money. They take the money that was earned by, you know, that were taken basically from investors,
mm-hmm,
and so forth. So again, I mean, it just goes to show, I mean, the corruption and the fraud in Wall Street, in Washington, and everywhere else around the world is,
we have a system that's in it. You're right. It's around the world. It's global. I'd like someone to point out, I don't doubt that there are some governments in the world that may behave themselves in fairly civilized manner, but they wouldn't be in a major country. And they won't be close to Europe or the United States, or perhaps Japan or Australia and the rest. That there may be some places in South America that are, I don't know, I wouldn't argue, but even then, it's hard to imagine. Where can we find a government that actually isn't corrupt? Anybody know? I mean, and there are degrees of corruption, but I mean, you know, significantly corrupt. Not just, you know, some little man behind the counter is willing to take a bribe to give you a driver's license. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people in positions of serious power who are taking big bribes. This man Lawsky, for example, I don't know what the circumstances are, what his morals are, what his ethics are. I don't know whether he's done a good job or a bad job, but I can tell you that I am suspicious that having been there for 4 years and only imposed $6 billion worth of fines, that's $1.5 billion per year. All right? In the final analysis, that doesn't sound like much to me. I would bet that that man's retirement is pretty well funded at this point.
Hey, he quit the day the final agreement came through, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably, and he's probably going to work for whoever made that final agreement.
Yep.
They got away with just paying a fine. I quit here. I'm starting there. What do you think he'll? What do you think the difference in his pay is going to be from working for the government and going to Wall Street?
Mm.
I mean, he could see his income in feet by a factor of 5 or 10.
Hey, you just stay working there, so you make sure all we get is this fine. Make sure it doesn't go over $10 billion. We're happy with $6 billion or whatever, you know, they were agreed to pay for, and you know, negotiations were made. But
they're buying here. They're not only buying his expertise; they're buying his connections.
Mm-hmm.
The man knows who to call back in the government enforcement office. Say, what's going on with such and such and such and such, and what might be secret from the majority of the world? He can probably weed a lot of people he's worked with for the past 4 years.
And then you have there was an employee, Bernard Madoff. We all know who Bernie Madoff is. He was sentenced to 9 months of home detention. Eric Lipton was sentenced today in New York City. He had pleaded guilty to falsifying financial records and other crimes during his 16 years with Madoff's secretive investment advisory business. He was ordered to forfeit $1.4 million. The guy's probably got $1 billion somewhere. And court-appointed trustee recovering money from Madoff investors had labeled Lipkin's part of Madoff's inner circle. And yet, because he worked with the government, the trustee said he profited handsomely from a fraud that cheated thousands of investors out of $20 billion, and he gets 9 months of home detention. It's just...
What do they mean when they say working with the government, Melody? Does that mean that he provided evidence or that he provided generous bribes? I mean, a lot of people work with Congress, for example, and they call it political campaign contributions. Is that really working with Congress or is that bribing Congress, Melody?
What do you think, Al?
I don't know.
I think we already know.
Yeah, we don't know for an absolute fact, but you see it and you see it and you see it again. It's like watching a coin that comes up heads, 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 heads. Eventually you start thinking, you know, there's something strange about that coin. I don't know exactly what it is, but that coin does not function like a legitimate coin. What else have we got, Melody?
Well, here is something interesting I saw today. You know, we talk about the various signs that show this country, our economy is not in a recovery. We see, you know, stories. We hear stories. And there was a report today, 6 years after the recession supposedly ended. You have the states, the U.S. states, they're very hard-pressed to balance budgets.
Yeah.
You have states that are, and we talked about Arizona yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're tapping reserves or facing shortfalls. And if your states are having problems, if they can't do their budgets and they're missing their, if they're tapping their reserves and they have shortfalls and they have to make cuts, well, what do you think the people within those states? You think the people in those states are doing dandy, that the recovery is great within the state, but the government state government is doing poorly? State revenue hasn't rebounded, which means jobs. You have Alaska, Oklahoma, energy producing states, and of course, you know, they got wiped out with the drop in oil prices, and they've all overestimated their revenues after tax cuts, so now they're all facing these shortfalls. You have unfunded pensions. New Jersey faces a shortfall thanks to the unfunded pensions. So these states are in bad shape, and you're going to begin seeing this filter down What were you going to say, Al?
Well, I was, what do you think is the major difference between state financial system and the federal government's financial system?
Smaller. Per state.
One of the other points is that the Fed can borrow an unlimited, in theory, they can borrow an unlimited amount of funds in order to continue to go deeper and deeper into debt in order to continue to fund the federal financial system. But for the most part, it's my understanding that the states are pretty much limited on their ability to borrow. They pretty much have to operate on a pay-as-you-go basis. There may be some borrowing there, but it's not a big proportion. And that's the difference, is the feds can still borrow money, while the states, for the most part, cannot. But the federal government is in no better position than the states, and it might even be worse. Probably is.
Oh, absolutely.
But they can still borrow money legally. Right? So what we're looking at when we hear stories about Arizona, for example, or whatever other states are in your mentioned in the report you're talking about, we're just catching a preview of coming attractions. And those coming attractions will inevitably involve the federal government. And somebody's going to say, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe this, Melody. The federal government's in debt for at least $100 trillion. And people are going to say, how did that happen? Why didn't someone tell us?
According to a report by Standards and Poor's, 32 states faced budget gaps in fiscal 2015 or 2016 or both.
Yeah.
And you're going to begin seeing job layoffs. Some Kansas schools were closing early. You're going to have spending on education, road repairs, and other services. They're going to be cut back. The Alaska Governor Bill Walker, he threatened to furlough as many as 15,000 workers.
Yep.
If lawmakers don't act on a $3 billion gap, that's almost the population of Alaska, 15,000.
Yeah,
Alabama governor talks about closing 15 of the 22 state parks. So you're going to see a lot of these changes filter down through, and it's going to affect a lot of people. And eventually they're going to be losing their credit rating, so forth. You know, a lot of these states haven't gotten to that point yet, but it's not improving. And it won't improve.
Well, I understand, and it's part of the reason we talk about this on the program. I'm sure it gets, on one level, people probably get tired of hearing it, but the fact remains is that the noose is tightening, you know, one notch at a time.
And I do take it back. There have been some states that did have their credit downgrades, but of these new reports of these budget gaps, you know, from 2015 to 2016, there's a lot of them that haven't hit that grade yet, but it's coming. To where they'll be downgraded for their credit, and they'll have to start selling assets, just like Pennsylvania did, Harrisburg. They started unloading assets,
and where are they going to sell them to? China,
probably.
China's buying a bunch of property in this country, and I think the reason is they're just getting rid of the dollars they've got.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're just liquidating a bunch of dollars. Let's get rid of them. Who'll take the dollars? Well, they will in the United States. I think that's part of the reason. I don't even know that China wants as much of the infrastructure and domestic businesses and resources as it's buying, but they've got tons of dollar bills. We're going to spend them in Germany, Japan, where? The place you get the most bang for the buck would be here in the United States. So those dollars are coming home to roost. It seemed like a great idea when we were getting over and China was taking, you know, they were taking our dollars and storing them, and boy, we were living the high life. But now the dollars are starting to come home to roost. And as they do, it's just going to create more and more problems in this country. It should contribute to inflation. Government would argue that inflation will stimulate the economy. And they might be right. I don't know if that's. I don't think that's true in a fundamental sense. But who knows? It's just more complexity, and it goes to all the geniuses in Washington, who are so smart that they can devise these systems of incredible complexity and believe they can manage them. It's a lot easier to pass laws. You have strong tariff barriers along your borders. You do what you do. To heck with the rest of the world. We'll do it our way, and it'll work, and it won't work, but at least we'll be able to understand it. But our government, in its infinite wisdom, said, no, no, it's not enough that we just regulate our own affairs. We've got to meddle in the affairs of the world, and it'll make everyone wealthy somehow. You know, it's all just nonsense. It's crazy, but here we are, and it's the world we live in, and it's part of the reason all of us have to do what we can to get prepared. Let's take a break for some commercials. We'll be back in a moment on Financial Survival.
PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival. What's next, Melody?
Well, we have a caller, Jim, from West Virginia. Before we get to Jim, I just want to mention we're going to carry the special through, $800 for the circulated $5 Indian gold piece and the 20 silver eagles. $800 includes your shipping costs. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And if you'd like to trade out that 1 ounce silver eagles for 90% silver and keep the cost at $800, we can do that too. And if you want to buy 10 or 100 of these packages, they are available, but you have to give us a call at 800-375-4188. And we have Jim from West Virginia joining us. Good afternoon, Jim.
Oh, it is a good afternoon. We're having our May freeze. It's only 65 outside on the cold side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. At any rate, you mentioned that most states do not have provisions for borrowing, so the state can't go up to bank and say, let me borrow money. But starting, I think, in the 1930s in West Virginia, my dad's no longer here, so I can't ask him. He said, oh, we can sell IOUs, bonds. So this is a hunky-dory way if, like, a county will sit there and say, oh, can we float a bond issue? Everybody says, yeah, you can go into debt and float a bond issue. Oh, it's so inexpensive, 2% money, 3% money. But there are several different related points here. One of your guests did a bang-up job explaining bonds, the pricing of bonds, how the 2% bonds will drop in value like crazy when somebody offers 7% bonds, for instance. Did a fantastic job. I want to do that, but he did a much better job of it. So you have this situation where they're in debt. Now, what happens when you go from 2% to, let's say, 4% or 6%? Ooh, you have a debt service because you've got to pay interest, right? So all of a sudden you've got to pay 2 and 3 and however many times as much money for that borrowed money, which you borrowed cheap. So you're sitting there with people who have bought these bonds, municipal bonds, many of which were insured by AMBAC, a monoline bond insurance company. And AMBAC went belly up, folks. So if you have an AMBAC insured bond, oh, well, you lose. So the different political entities have sold their bonds, and whoever bought them, oh, bend over, here it comes again. So that situation. Also, if anybody's stupid enough, and I mean stupid enough, to believe these bond rating agencies, you're nuts.
Yeah.
I'll explain how this works.
I know.
Okay, let's say I am the mayor of Mudville, West Virginia, and I sit there and I want to have some capital improvements. Expand the sewer system, fire station the other end of town, who knows, who cares. So I sit there and say, okay, what do I do now? Oh, let's see. I got to find an accountant who can paint the prettiest picture of Mudville's financial situation. He who paints the prettiest picture gets paid the most, right? Okay, so give him his dough, and then I go over to insurance company, the bond insurance company, say, I'd like this to be rated AAA. Can you sell me an insurance plan so we'll insure this bond so I can sell it AAA and get a AAA rating from the bond agency? And the insurance company says, fine, give me your dough. Okay, here you go. So it's based on most likely a tainted financial report. And the next stage is you go to the bonding agency. Oh, I need this to be rated AAA. Can you rate it AAA? Oh, yeah, give me your dough. Now, that is the bonding scam, folks. And if you think for 1 minute, if you have a state retirement, if you think for 1 minute you're in good shape, get a copy of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report and find out the bonds that your local entity has bought. And you will find there are little things like CDOs, let's see, a consolidated debt, or, I can't remember what they're called. SIVs, structured investment vehicles, junk bonds, mortgage-backed securities, MBS, which after the dust settles over the whole clouded title issue, if you don't know anything about that, go to cloudedtitles.com and read up and weep if you have a mortgage. God only knows how little those dang things will be worth. Now, I'm trying to paint the most accurate picture of where our local governments are that I can possibly paint in just these few minutes. And if there's any disagreement with you two, please speak now or forever hold your peace, because, I mean, it's going to be bad, folks.
Well, the whole thing is, you know, again, house of cards, all the rest of it. It's based on lies. We are treating pieces of paper as if they're money. There are so many fallacies and frauds that we have come to accept as true. You know, ask people if they've got any money in their wallet. Show me. And they'll pull out those 5, 10s, 20s, $100 bills. And they're not money. They are a fiat currency. And the vast majority of people don't understand the significance one way or another. We were talking yesterday at least a little bit about a man named Hugo Stinnes, S-T-I-N-N-E-S, who was at one point in the 1920s the wealthiest man in Germany, and how he saw hyperinflation coming, and he knew that it would present certain opportunities. He took advantage of those opportunities, and he became fabulously wealthy. But in order to do that, he first had to understand money. And he had to understand that the Reichmark that they were sitting on at the time in Germany was a fiat currency. And he understood this is going to just, it's going to go up in smoke. I don't know that he understood when it was going to go up in smoke, but he had enough money, get ready now, and when it goes up in smoke, he's going to be doing fine. We live in a world where people like Stennis can make fabulous fortunes if they really understand the nature of money, and they understand that the green pieces of paper in your wallet aren't money. All right? You got to get that. You might be in position to make a fabulous fortune if we go into hyperinflation. But not many people understand it. Our ignorance is profound. We are going to pay a price for that ignorance that is going to be ruinous and devastating the vast majority of the American people. And
Alfred, time after time, you have said, and it's so true, that a debt instrument is not wealth. He said, time after time, the debt that can't be paid won't be paid. Now, folks, if you take those two basic statements and you pursue it into the stock market, into the bond market, into the insurance market, into the retirement accounts, you're going to get it figured out that you're up a creek big time. Unless
if you're investing in pieces of paper.
Own.
If you're investing your wealth. And what is your wealth? Your wealth is whatever results, whatever gain you've made from your work, from your effort, from your sweat equity and the rest of that, and you've accumulated something. But if you've allowed that accumulated wealth to be stored in the form of these paper debt instruments, we are living in a world where, in my estimation, can't tell you it's God's truth, I'm going to guess that 80 to 90% of the paper debt instruments are going to be repudiated. They're going to turn out to be worthless.
Now,
and if you're holding that 80 to 90%, you're going to get wiped out. Right? And
well,
which is why
Alfred,
we tell you, get yourself something solid, tangible, land, factories, tools, railroads, gold and silver. Get something tangible that will withstand the kind of hyperinflation that is virtually inevitable with any fiat currency. It's going to go down sooner or later. We can't tell you when, but it's going to happen.
Well, Alfred, you've made those statements so many times. I've tried to flesh it out so people will understand what those two basic statements are of yours. Yeah, we sound like a broken record, but if you take those two statements, debt instruments are not wealth, the debt that can't be paid won't be repaid, and you chase it through everything else, you will see it's a whole lot worse than you might think. I hope
one
I've kind of fleshed out your statements, okay?
You need a third statement in the sequence. One man's asset is another man's debt, or one man's debt is another man's asset.
Thank you.
The system wipes out the debt, and that's going to happen, because it can't be paid. That's the significance. The debt is too great to ever be repaid. That means some significant percentage of the debt instruments are going to be repudiated. One man's debt is another man's asset, and there's the problem. You've got people out there holding these pieces of paper, and they think they're valuable. They think they have real wealth that's going to hold, going to take care of them over the course of the next decade. And I'm sitting here saying, that doesn't make sense to me. When they cancel the debt, they cancel the correlative asset. And that's why you want to get away from those debt instruments and get hold of something like gold or silver.
Keep it up and pray they listen. Thank you, folks, again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
What else, Melody?
Well, you know, he was right when he first came on. He talked about the rating agencies, and of course, you know, that you can't hold much stem to them. They're all bought and paid for. I mean, the U.S. government, they slammed the S&P with a, I think it was the S&P with a lawsuit for fraud, and, you know, they think the S&P was in retaliation because, you know, they tried to, downgrade the government's, so it is. I mean, they're all bought and paid for. They all work together. And certainly when you have information that reads about these states and the problems and you have a credit rating that comes out and states it, well, you can only imagine just how severe the problem really is. And I've seen insurance companies, you know, they can have their ratings changed overnight. They can be AAA, and the next day they could be lowered considerably. And, they're all these ratings. I worked for insurance companies for 12, 13 years, and their ratings really didn't mean that much. It meant a lot to the people that were buying the product, but those that worked within the industry didn't mean that much. And there was a big difference between AAA and a C. You know, certainly there was, but for most of these ratings and so forth, it's just all bogus.
Well, when it comes to rating the government, the ratings right now are so far away from reality.
Reality.
All right. What are they going to do?
And they can't touch them because they get sued.
Well, the other thing is they can't just say, look, we're going to drop the rating 1 point.
Nope, there goes all
Well, that
the...
doesn't count for anything. It's 10 points or 5 points or whatever it is. 1 point is not the problem. We're talking about the ratings. The legitimate rating is perhaps 5 points lower, maybe more than that. Right? They can't tell the truth right now. They can drop it 1 point and say, well, we dropped the ratings a little bit. They can't drop it 5, 10 points. Because if they do, somebody's going to say, what the heck have you been doing for the past 10 years? How did the rating fall this far all of a sudden? And they're going to say, it becomes evidence that they've been engaged in fraud. They have been engaged in a process to deceive and extort money from the American people, wealth from the American people, not money. Huh? And they're just part of the racket. And they can't admit it. They're all up there. You know, we used to see these movies about the Italian mafia. And they were all trying to become legitimate businessmen. Now, they didn't really want to be crooks. They were willing to be crooks, but once they got some money, they wanted to be legitimate businessmen. It's the same thing we see in government. They're like the mafia. We will one day see the movies where the government guys are, the wheelers and dealers are sitting around the table eating a big pasta dinner and the rest of that, and they're complaining about how they can be perceived as legitimate businessmen, legitimate government officials, rather than crooks and criminals. What we're seeing, what truth of the matter is, we're caught up with a bunch of crooks and criminals. And to some degree, that's a harsh thing to say, but the reason they're crooks and criminals is not just because they're greedy and they want a bigger, faster car and another retirement home or whatever. It's not just that. It's because they have cast their fate with a system that is so fundamentally flawed that it must destroy itself. And when it does, it's going to take most of the people in this country down a couple of pegs. We're going to get hurt by this system when it collapses. And they have committed to it, and now they can't get out. They can't come up and say, look, folks, we're sorry, but we've been deceiving you for years, and we're really sorry about that, and we're going to keep our retirement fund, but you people are screwed. They can't tell us the truth. And so they have to continue to behave like criminals, gangsters, thugs, and with the rest of us, we just sit here and try not to notice. Most of us try not to notice what the problems are, and maybe they'll go away. You know, maybe everything will work out, just like in the movies. Melody, what do you think? Hello, Melody.
Yes. The problem will go. Yes, the problem will go away one of these days.
And a lot of us are going to go with it.
Exactly.
We're out of time, folks. I want to thank all of you for listening. Oh, we're not. We've got another minute to go.
Oh, you were trying to cut me off early, were you?
No, I was just trying to.
Typical.
I was watching the second hand of the clock rather than the minute hand, and I thought, oh.
Well, I think we can. I even remind the listeners that we have our special $800 circulated $5 Indian gold piece, and of course, 21-ounce silver eagles, all for the total price of $800. That includes all your shipping costs in there. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. Make sure you visit the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you can listen to these programs live or archived. So thank you for joining us today. Does that do it, Al?
That'll do it.
All
leaves
right.
Me just enough time to say thank you all. We'll be back mañana. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. There never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dream, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
my name.